You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We just had music from the Heartless Bastards. That's from their new album, Arrow. We had music from the Seedy Seeds before that, from their latest. That one's called Verb Noun. WISO is supported by listeners like you and the Dayton City Paper, covering arts, culture, and entertainment on Miami Valley newsstands every Tuesday, spotlighting weekly news, happenings, and events in the Dayton area and beyond online at thedaytoncitypaper.com, Facebook, and on Twitter. The Dayton City Paper. Look no further. Look deeper. Support also comes from Phrase Pavilion, presenting an evening with Scott and Seth, better known as the Avett Brothers, in concert tomorrow. Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information is online at phrase.com or etix.com. Well, I am Juliette Frumhold, and I am very happy to welcome this evening's guests back into the studio. They've been with us once before in the old space, so we're very excited to have them here in the brand new, shiny, new WISO performance space slash studios, all comfy cozy, got lots of room to spread out and make some great music. We're going to be hearing some live tunes as well as some preview tracks from their new album. They are Magic Jackson, and I'm going to hand things over to them for some live music.
Hey, what's up, Juliet? It's a pleasure to be here. This is a nice, shiny new studio. It's nice to spread out, which we're doing. So, yeah, we're going to play some tunes.
Thank you.
Magic Jackson live in the WYSO studios. We're going to come back and hear some more live tunes from them here in just a little while, and we're also going to chat with the band. But first, let's hear a track from their upcoming album. They've brought a couple to share with us. This first one is called Lady Thing. You're hearing it recorded, but I believe this is kind of the first time that it's... Is this the first time it's out there, Nathan?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Slight correct. Lady Thang.
Okay. Yeah. Gotta add a little A in there. Well, this is, you're hearing it for the first time on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Thank you.
brand new music from Magic Jackson. That is Lady Thang. That is from their new album, and I want to welcome the band back in the studios. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's fantastic. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Happy to have you all back in the studios. It's been a little while, and let's see. So you've been up to recording an album. It's pretty big. Tell me about this album.
It's taken forever to do. And we're thrilled to almost be finished with it. I don't know. It's a bunch of songs that we wrote in the studio. We're grateful for the opportunity to have gotten to go in a studio and write a bunch of stuff in it. So, yeah, lots of bands cut stuff live, and we just sort of actually that song that we just played, that was sort of written there, you know. So there's female vocals. We got some horns on the thing, and you know, it's good.
Do you guys feel like you've been able to, through this experience of getting to go into the studio and write in the studio and add, you know, all this fun stuff, that you've been able to sort of, you know, expand your sound a little bit or change the way that you write songs?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Usually when you go into a situation like this, you're pretty well prepared. But with this one, it's like completely just... You go in, blank canvas. It's kind of like, it's old school, really. It's the way people used to make records, you know. But nowadays, it's like, you know, with everybody having studios in their house, you know, you can go into a studio prepared and really break everything down and get it recorded really quickly, whereas we spend a lot of time on crafting each song as its own, to give its own unique vibe.
He's in a glamorous way of saying that we made it up as we did it, and we're totally unprepared, and we've been wasting everybody's time with ideas. When all is said and done, it's going to be an hour of, you know, a little less than an hour of music, but we're happy with it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely, you know, I think especially if you put in the context of our last album, too, that this is much more of a collaboration across the board. Everybody has a little stamp on it, and... I think in terms of our sound, it's definitely sort of solidified and coalesced into a signature sound of us.
Right, yeah, you know? Yeah, definitely.
John played it for some friends of his in Cincinnati, and they said, oh, that sounds like Dayton music.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That is not a bad thing at all.
That's like what we were going for, kind of, you know. Yeah. We listened to a ton of Slave. I mean, ask Mike about it, because he wrote a bunch of the bass lines and stuff. Yeah, we just listened to a bunch of Dayton stuff, you know? Slave, Ohio Players, Phazo. We went to a Phazo concert. I think we talked about this the last time we were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just trying to soak it up and do the funk thing like we do here, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, last time we were here, we kind of talked about, you know, the legacy of Dayton funk and sort of, you know, preserving that sound and you know, respecting that legacy through your music. And I feel like just hearing that track, you guys are embracing that even more now than from the last album. Was that a conscious decision, or was it just that you had the opportunity with the lineup and the studio situation that you could just do it even more full force than you had already been doing it?
I think we had a lot of ideas that we wanted to see manifest themselves, and I think we sort of gave it... I mean, I personally, going into the thing, I knew that I wanted it to be big hooks, lots of double choruses and gang vocals and, you know, just stuff, sort of simplify it, but just the sort of thing where it doesn't take a rocket scientist to get into it, and, you know, it's not too complex, and try and make it hooky, you know? Something that's going to stick in everybody's heads, and trying to get it out before summer so everybody can listen to these songs with the windows down and driving in the sun and, you know.
Good tunes for, you know, dancing at a barbecue or hanging out with some friends in the summertime. Eating barbecue, dancing at a barbecue, all of the above. Well, what's next for you guys this summer? Are you guys going to be heading out on the road at all, or are you going to stick pretty close to home?
I think we're trying to expand our regional fan base, you know, and we're just working the Dayton, Columbus, Cincy. You know, I think our focus right now is sort of locking in with some guys who are doing it, you know, and we are. Just trying to network and make the connections and play with people that we admire and are into what they're doing and think that they dig what we're doing.
And just really kind of push the record, you know, really get it out there, get people listening to it, take it from there, And after that, then, hopefully that circle of regional expansion will continue to grow.
Have you guys decided on a name for it yet? I know you were pulling your Facebook fans the other day.
There's that, because you never know when you're going to hit gold.
You never know.
But we were talking about it on the way up here, and we were talking about how we need to start writing down all the ideas, no matter how ludicrous and silly they are, because you just never know when something's going to fit. But, yeah, we're in the process of that.
Okay.
I'll tell you, there's a track on the album called Electric Baby Circus. I think we talked about, it's been sort of the idea to name it Electric Baby Circus. We had imagery with it, but, I don't know. We have ideas all the time, and it's good ideas don't go away, And we were just talking about shuffling them. Like, that might be a good name for the tour eventually, or if we throw this huge show in the fall.
Live DVD.
The Electric Baby Circus. And it's got kind of the imagery to go with it, so I don't know. I'll tell you, this is what I was telling John, is on the way here, after hearing Venus in Transit for like a billion times the other day, I was like, that might be a good name for the album. Venus in Transit. So I don't know. Who knows? We're kicking around ideas, and we're open to suggestions, Juliet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll cook up something for you.
You didn't put a suggestion on our Facebook page.
I didn't know. I'll find something for you. Don't worry.
Our buddies in this band, the MacPod, put something on that was pretty awesome. It was like, Garthak 5000 or something. It's sort of tongue-in-cheek with how we, conduct our business.
Possibilities are endless, really.
Yeah. We don't want to take ourselves too seriously. You got to be serious, but you can't take yourself too seriously.
You got to be serious while still having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But you don't want to make a decision like the name of your album that's going to come back, 5 years and go, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
Some schmuck on MTV has to say this name over and over. But, God willing, one of these songs takes off and some schmuck on MTV is like, and now off the new album, Snarfle the Garthak, 5000 and blah, 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 So, I don't know. It would be our joke on the world.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, shall we hear a couple more tracks from the album?
Let's do it.
All righty.
Let's do it.
We're going to hear some more tracks from the new, yet-to-be-named album by Magic Jackson. This next one is called Do You Write, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
I'm a I got your letter. You said you meant forever. I couldn't point that to me. I took out all our pictures. Don't you think I'm gonna miss them? But the memory is all I can take. All your motives, you stole my queen of roses. She doesn't get, she's drifting away. I'll never get to hold her. Darling, find me when you're older. I'll linger, but the memory fades. I learned my lesson that there ain't no use in messing with the world and the way that it be. I'm tired of second guessing all the reasons that I'm stressing out. Fate has made a fool out of me. My memory of everything. Erase the songs that we used to sing. Erase the people that we used to know. Erase the places that we used to go. Erase my memory of everyone. Erase my life before it came undone. Erase the person I used to be. Erase my memory.
Brand new tunes, hot off the presses from Magic Jackson. That is from their forthcoming album, yet to be named. Get the scoop on that. Visit their Facebook page. And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, YSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and I'm joined once again in the studio by the members of Magic Jackson. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So you guys said a minute ago, before we heard those great tunes, that you're kind of focusing on getting the album out there, you know, promoting it, all that stuff, and getting your name out there regionally. Have you found regionally that, you know, the mixing up, getting that Dayton sound out there, are people like getting really receptive to that, to that Dayton funk core?
I don't know. People like to, I don't know. It's not, everybody likes the funk, but whether it translates into people come out to shows or listen to it online or, you know, any of it, it's, I don't know. What do you guys think? It's a, people dig it. You know, mm-hmm. I'll say the bands that we play with, rather, you know,
yeah.
Everybody, the musicians that were around, I think really kind of appreciate what's happening. You know, we get good feedback from the guys we play with, and we get good feedback from the people that come to see us, you know. But like I said, it's really weird. You're asking at a weird time because we really have sort of withdrawn for the last few months to really focus on getting this thing finished. It sounds, I feel like cliche saying that, you know, like we sort of stopped doing stuff to work on the album, but.
It's important, you know, though. Sometimes you got to do it.
Well, so here's the deal. We're doing it for ICB Records. ICB, the school in Dayton, started a label, and we're their inaugural band, and we've been recording this for them, you know. And because they're a school, it gives us the weekends to sort of work on it, you know. So we had to stop playing gigs so much so we could get in there instead and be doing that. So, and... You know, that's just where our focus has been. But in terms of afterwards, that's why they're going to be pitching the thing all over the college radio and making a serious push. And we'd like to support it by playing a lot of shows regionally and, you know, beyond if that's where we're capable of going, you know.
So with working with the school, did you guys mainly work with, like, one engineer or did you get to work with a lot of different people on that?
We've been working with Todd Huffman, who also engineered the Freak Tab. He's head of the audio department over there. And he's a buddy of mine from working with the Stagehands Union and out at Phrase Pavilion. He's a sound man superhero, you know, all over the place. But So, he's the one who was sort of engineering. And it's essentially a self-produced disc. And he's given some input into stuff like that also.
Very cool.
Yeah, but... One guy, and then we've been fortunate enough to have all our friends come in and play on the thing and sing on it too. So,
and that was that all the different parts and things like that you brought your friends in on. That was all just as you decided it in the studio. It was just kind of like, hey, we need this part. Call this guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, lots of. I mean, the thing was dying for some lady vocals, and we had our buddy Danny Sowers played sax on the first disc and. You know, he's like a brother to us, basically all over the place, playing in the same bands and stuff like that. And so we added more horns on the thing, too. Our buddy Stan Middleton played trombone on it, and Wade Baker, who's from Dayton also, played trumpet on the thing. And we got a full horn section on some stuff. And the girls are from Cincinnati, Ebony Oliver and Brittany Rutledge. So... And they've got a band, too, to play around. So we're basically working with people who are trying to do the thing, you know.
That's going to be fun to be able to bring, you know, some musicians that you like, both as friends and that you respect as musicians, and get to collaborate with them on the album. That's going to be, a good experience.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to just have people, you know, that same ideology, and just even willing to come and actually try to do something. But yeah, it's always good to just, you know, being in a scene like this where you accumulate so many awesome musician friends. It's always nice when you can include them on a project and, you know, and let them shine and let them do what they do and hopefully make you feel better about yourself and what you're doing. So,
yeah, and absolutely. For me, I would say, you know, it's, most of these musicians, it's,
John plays with Freak Bass periodically, right? John plays with Freak Bass periodically. He's got the Freak Bot thing. And we get in on Money, you know, this song I think you're going to play later. And we're like, man, some DJ stuff would be really cool. So John's like, you know, you should hit up my friend Toby, who plays with Freak Bot. And next thing you know, I'm dropping off tracks to him, and he, lays down some pretty sweet stuff. So it's, like I said, we're really grateful for the opportunity to just sort of whatever you could imagine, you can, if you have the resources, in terms of your friends, you can put it together and do it.
You know, just kind of the idea of having no limitations and creating this ideology to present to some people to listen to. And hopefully they will want to listen to it a second time and turn some people on to it.
Do you guys have a release date in mind or still working on getting that all set up?
Well, we had a tentative date, but I mean, honestly, right where we're at right now, this thing is like its own organic living organism. This disc is, and the evolution of, you know, where we started with and where it is now. We're pumping out masters and trying to lock it down. We had a tentative date on the 15th. We're playing with a great band out of Indiana called the Twin Cats at Jay Allen's, and we're trying to get it out by them. But where we're at right now is that we think that it can be better than it is, and we're going to keep working on it for a little bit.
Kind of, you know, let it do what it needs to do.
Exactly.
Polish it a little more. Yeah. You know, it's we've spent so much time recording it, and you know, I've had a hard time setting a date. We've set a few tentative dates for it to be released, but when it comes down to it,
too many good ideas.
Yeah, it's stuff keeps working, and you just keep. We're just trying to make a good product, you know, and we've got a lot invested in this right now, and we don't want to spend 10 months recording it and then mix it in a week or two, you know.
Yeah,
give it.
Yeah.
We need to listen to it and really nitpick, and because it has been a great opportunity, and we don't want to just have some unpolished thing at the end. So, and we're also trying to right now, I guess, respect everybody's input. This is Magic Jackson's a democracy, and everybody's opinions are valued, and we want everybody to feel like their voice is being heard. And if somebody wants to hear something, we try and make everybody happy, you know.
Very cool.
We're just really trying to put our love on it, is what we're really trying to do.
Absolutely. Well, if people want to keep track of when the album is coming out and when they can see you, including June 15th at Jay Allen's, where can they find you guys online?
We got a magicjackson.com, and then we do the Facebook is the Facebook.com/Magic Jackson Band. So we're also, you know, on the Twitter. You can find all this stuff from the from the website. So it's a try and be present online.
Absolutely. And we'll get some links up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to, shall we hear another track from this album?
Do it. I think this is Money, yeah?
Yeah, this right. is.
This so is. This is the one Toby, John's buddy, Tobot from Freebot, put a bunch of stuff on. So
you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. When we come back, more live tunes from Magic Jackson.
It's Money in the Bank.
Money.
passion. It's not your giving. My name is Money. My name is Money. My name is Money. Money. My name is Money. My name is Money. My name is
brand new tunes from Magic Jackson. That one's called Money, and that's going to be on their new album. We'll keep you posted on the release date for that one as soon as it's ready for the world. In the meantime, we've got the band here in the studio, and we're going to hear some more live music from them. I'm going to hand things back over to Magic Jackson.
Yeah, we're going to play a staple, the Daddy's Funk, and then we're going to play another tune. It's off the album, off the new album called Stage Fright. So, yeah.
Does your daddy like my funk? Does he know I rock your junk? Has your mama heard my name before? Does she think she threw my game out the door? Maybe in the meantime, baby, you can see I'm headed towards the floor. Make it to see me singing on the TV.
gotta kick to that stage fright. It's like being in a fist fight. Gotta get your head right to get right over this stage fright.
Jackson live from the WYSO studios. Check them out. They're playing June 15th at Jay Allen's, and they've got a new album on the way. We'll keep you posted on the release date of that one, or you can check them out on their website or on Facebook. We've got links up to them on our Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Community Mercy Hospice, providing compassionate professional in-home care for the terminally ill and their families. Information is online at community-mercy.com or by calling 937-390-9665. Support also comes from Phrase Pavilion, presenting an evening with Scott and Seth, better known as the Avett Brothers, in concert tomorrow. Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information is online at phrase.com or etix.com. More music on the way, and stick around. We'll have your chance to win tickets to Canal Street Tavern. Right now, we're going to hear from the White Stripes.